Good morning, dear Aurorians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Monday, 17th of September, and cloudy morning here in Auroville, 28 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect cloudy, not as warm, and over the night clouds breaking. Chance on precipitation on 25% and also on thunderstorms on 25%. Winds from west at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 24 km per hour. Moon is in first quarter, illuminated on 56%. Following the phone interview with Rommel from Auroville Bamboo Center, inviting us to the World Bamboo Day, which is tomorrow, 18th of September. Good morning, Rommel.
Hi, good morning.
Tomorrow is 18th of September, which is a World Bamboo Day, and Auroville Bamboo Center is going to celebrate it for the ninth time already, right?
The center opened 2009,
yeah.
And in this level, we are doing it as a fifth time. But of course, Bamboo Day has been celebrating around the world. This is the 12th year.
Okay, so what have you prepared for that day?
This year, we are really focusing on presenting bamboo as the material for 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
In the morning, we're going to be doing a plantation ceremony of planting 1,000 bamboo.
Mm-hmm.
In Mohanam. In Mohanam Cultural Center, there is within that area, there is 1.5 acre dedicated for bamboo farming.
Cool.
And this is a research plantation for researching and analyzing how bamboo can be used for biomass for creating renewable energy.
So for that reason, you will plant 1,000 bamboo seedlings, right?
Yes, we are planting 1,000 bamboo there.
Yes.
And this event is going to be from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And the secretary of Chief Secretary of Auroville is also going to be inaugurating the event.
Mr. Chumkat?
Yes.
Okay. Nice.
At Mohanam, we are offering bamboo breakfast.
Uh-huh.
So everyone is most welcome to come
and
also plant bamboo. Mm-hmm. And then 12:30 p.m. onwards up till 5, the event will be in Bamboo Center,
mm-hmm.
where we're going to be offering some basic trainings, information on bamboo. There is fun and games for children,
mm-hmm.
the bamboo games. And we will be giving a tour of the Bamboo Center,
mm-hmm.
and also presenting to them about our new projects, where we are launching a cleaning kit to replace plastic with bamboo.
Okay,
and other
cool.
projects, we'll be giving them information.
Okay,
and also offering bamboo lunch.
Nice, with bamboo shoots and all kind of things.
Bamboo shoots, bamboo rice.
Yeah.
Many things made from bamboo.
We can eat, we can wear it, we can wash. I mean, it's a
we
many.
Can eat
it's
it,
a really.
We can wear it, we can live in it,
yeah.
we can bathe with it,
we
have
can,
electricity with it.
Yes.
We can grow fruits with it, compost it.
It's really
so
versatile. Yeah.
The theme of this year is bamboo's gonna save the planet.
Cool. So anybody can come pass by in our Bamboo Center, which is behind.
The invitation is open. It's free for everyone.
It's
and most welcome for everyone. This year, we are focusing especially on the community.
Mm-hmm.
We are also launching affordable housing service for community members.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever wants to make bamboo houses, family houses from bamboo.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be presenting 4 houses, 4 prototypes.
Nice.
Where of different range from 2 lakhs to 10 lakhs, how it's possible to make bamboo house for a family within Auroville.
Cool. That sounds like really interesting, especially because the newcomers are getting a little bit free hands to do it by themselves.
Yeah, that's the idea. Like the first home could be something like a natural home,
mm-hmm.
low-cost home, and then they can grow out into something more.
There is just one more thing, Rommel. Where is Auroville Bamboo Center situated for those who might not have been there yet? Can you tell us?
So any other information is required, you could reach out to me, Rommel, 961-996-0080.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, you could find us. Bamboo Center is right next to Swaram in the northern side of Auroville.
Mm-hmm.
And Mohanam Cultural Center is opposite Imagination,
mm-hmm.
the other side. So you can find us on GPS also. And you can also look up AurovilleBambooCenter.org, where all this information also available there.
Thank you so much and wish you all the best tomorrow, yeah? And see you.
Yes. Thank you, Miriam.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Everyone's invited.
Thank you. And this week we have another event on a global level, International Peace Day. And it will be celebrated at Unity Pavilion from 2:30 p.m. onwards. where we can all join hands on celebrating the International Day of Peace with activities for children and adults, with origami, flower mandala, peace messages, with storytelling session at 4 p.m., with songs for peace and joy, and at 5:15 peace meditation in the Hall of Peace. Afterwards, at 6 p.m., short films on the theme of peace. And the theme of this year's celebration is the Right to Peace, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights at 70. And the same day, of course, 21st of September, also Youth Link at Humanscapes at Prosperity Hall will be celebrating International Peace Day and inviting us to come and join them for a moment of peace. To take a minute or two after work, before dinner, with or without your kids, on your way back home, before or after your jogging session. Youth Link team will be in Prosperity Hall in Humanscapes to co-create with you a space to celebrate peace together. Nothing to do, nothing to plan, nothing to say but a moment to enjoy and share with others in silence. And they are saying, let's make this day a special with the simplicity of kindness, goodness and care for each other. And in that spirit, also Anandi from International Zone, Cali, Casa America Latina, Indiana, invites us to celebrate peace one day, peace a right of all and for all. And on the poster he said how to celebrate it easy and simple. Meet with family and friends, wave the flag of peace as a symbol of unity and integration between different cultures, rescuing past achievements and working up positive and committed future construction. Make a minute of reflective silence, listening to sounds of the bells, with peace with ourselves, peace with others and peace on the planet. And fifth, share the bread, to unite our intentions and deepest desire for peace. On Saturday 22nd, at Unity Pavilion at 5:30 p.m., Infinite Energy of the Sun, presentation and documentary film show by Nitin from the Sunlit Future team. And within announcements, we have the one from Auroville Badminton Club, which is happy to share that they are conducting the 50th Auroville and the Bioregion Badminton Tournament between 17th of September to 23rd of September. And finale will be held on 23rd of September at New Creation Badminton Court. For registration, you can call 890-3049-770 or 978-652-1948, and you're supposed to bring your partner. In Pitanga, it's on display until 29th of September, Pure Photo. It's a photographic exhibition consisting of traditional analog photos by Future School and Transition School students. The students have been learning analog photography over the last 12 months, and they have been taken through the history of photography, learned to use pinhole camera and the beauty of photograms. The prints in this exhibition are pure photos with no alteration whatsoever. Their interpretation with all blemishes and faults intact, and all of which are evidence of the serial gelating photographic process. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight, they will screen Indian drama Breast is Personal, made in India in 2013 and directed by Pradeepa Bhattacharya. Tomorrow, Potpourri Biography History, First They Killed My Father, made in Cambodia and USA in 2017 and directed by Angelina Jolie. And on Wednesday, Culture Documentary, Dancer, Sergei Polonin's Amazing Story, made in UK in 2016 and directed by Steven Canto. From the Collected Works of the Mother, Volume 16, we read. To become conscious of the psychic being, one must want to do so. Make one's mind as silent as possible and enter deep into the heart of one's being, beyond sensation and thoughts. One must form the habit of silent concentration and descend into the depths of one's being. The discovery of the psychic being is a definite and very concentrated fact, as all who have had the experience know. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.